Hey, it's me, Tony T, for the Nerd of God Daily Devo. We're all comic book fans, right? There's one thing that has sort of become an unwritten rule in comics, and that is no one stays dead. Captain America died, Batman died, Jason Todd died, Flash died, Wolverine died, Human Torch died. I feel like all Jean Grey ever does is die. And perhaps the most famously, Superman died. Here's the thing, all of them died for one reason. And if you think it was to save the world, you're wrong. They died to sell more comics. And then they came back because, as a general rule, you can't sell comics with a dead hero. Well, this is Easter weekend, arguably the most important on the Christian calendar, where our hero died. Our main guy gave his life on the cross. But he didn't do it to sell more books. I mean, full disclosure, the whole second half of his book hadn't even been written yet. He did it for you and for me. We were held captive by our own sins, our own selfish desires, the things that we do that keep us separated from God. But his love was so great for us, as the Bible says, that while we were still sinners, while we were still enemies of God, Christ died for us. The punishment for our sin was paid forever when Jesus took our guilt to the cross and to the grave. But the story doesn't end there. Easter is the time when we celebrate history's most significant resurrection, Jesus Christ. You see, by raising himself from the dead, Jesus proved his authority and his power to break the bonds of sin and to bring forgiveness and eternal life to everyone who accepts his gift of salvation. That means that not only do we have the power to receive forgiveness, total forgiveness, through his death on the cross, it means that by the power of his resurrection, we have the right to eternal life. Even death itself can't cancel God's great love and the salvation we have in Christ. If you know him, then that should give you all the reason that you need to give him praise and honor, even in the crazy chaos of this world and what's going on today. If you don't have a relationship with Christ, there's hope there, there's peace there, there's salvation there. So please, talk to God and let him know that you acknowledge that we've all fallen short of his perfection, and that you believe that Christ paid to take away everything that stands between you and a right relationship with God. Then, take some time. It's Easter Sunday. Watch the live stream of a Bible-believing church this weekend, and call someone, text someone, tell them what you've done. You can read more about what Jesus did in the Bible, in the Gospel of John. Although that's all the time we have for today, if you'd like to talk with someone about trusting Jesus, feel free to contact us by emailing nerdofgodcast@gmail.com or come hang out with us on all the social medias at nerdofgodcast. If you want to hear more, you can listen to our full show on iTunes or Spotify or wherever fine podcasts are consumed. Until then, I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Happy Easter, and until next time, as Jesus said when he walked out of that tomb that first Easter morning, I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here.